John Batch with Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, the New York Post, Cuddy, Pennsylvania. This is the South Fayette Township Volunteer Fire Department. Look on Miller's Run Road. It looks handsome, Selina, and the American flags and the perfectly washed units. But what I learned from you is that volunteer fire companies, depending on the big part, volunteer, are in decline all across America. How long has this been going on?
So this has been going on in the late 1970s, where the volunteerism peaked in this country in terms of volunteer firefighters. At that time, there were 338,000 volunteers in this country. Today, there are 38,000. I don't think people understand that volunteer firemen make up 90% of the firefighters in this country. They are the people that respond to fires in your community, at a home, at a business, in the fire in the woods. Someone is trapped inside their car. Someone's trapped in the water. These are the people that always show up, and they are not paid for this job. At South Fayette, there used to be a that were volunteers. Today, they're down around a little over two dozen, and this is a deep problem, not just with firefighters, but across the country. Volunteerism in this country has like other participatory things, like working, has dropped into dangerous levels.
You interviewed two volunteer firemen who are legacy firemen, their fathers, their grandfathers, I understand. And then I came on this fact that cancer is the chief cause of death of volunteer fire companies. Yeah. That connects me, and it did you in your essay, to East Palestine. Was there precaution practiced by all those companies that answered to the original event? Did they know?
No, they didn't know. Nobody knew that night. Derailments are not that uncommon. There's about, I think it's like 1,500 a year across the country. But nobody had any idea what was in those cars until the burn just didn't stop burning. The fire went on 4 days, which is why the decision was made the advice of Norfolk Southern to do a controlled burn, because they said it was heating up so much, the chemical was, that it was going to explode and shrapnel could fly as far away as a mile away. And so these firemen, I think 37 fire companies that showed up for the East Palestine initial derailment, almost all of them were volunteer.
Yes, you spoke to Mikas and Lazzini, two volunteer firemen, and they're talking about the training that goes into their work. So you volunteer, but then you have to train and retrain over the time. Yeah. Although I liked one of your correspondents, very cheerful, saying, "I hate exercise, and this gets me out of the house." Wonderful.
Yeah, that was great.
Also, it's a great way to watch the Super Bowl with your colleagues at the fire company. I've seen that happen in Westchester. I imagine it happens in Beaver County and in Columbia. Columbiana County? I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. Columbiana, yes. I come from South America. Right before some reports, and Columbia is the way I'm supposed to say it. So, and so the volunteer fire companies today are aware of the risks. They take the risks. They do all the training, and they want people to show up. Are their doors open to everybody, men, women, or anybody who wants to volunteer? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do as a volunteer fireman. You don't just have to, put out fires. They need help with fundraising. I mean, they don't get any money from the government. You know, every and their equipment is extraordinarily expensive, which in one bad fire can be completely destroyed, and they would have to get a new one. They also need radio systems that are fireproof. If they go inside a building and they need to communicate with command outside the building, that can be incinerated, you know, that can be destroyed or left unusable after just one call. And so they rely heavily on fundraising, and that's sort of those are with other positions that can be filled in the volunteer system. I know that the South Fayette has this gun bash every year that raises thousands and thousands of dollars. And those are an incredibly important part of keeping them afloat.
Selina Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, the Washington Examiner, following the story in East Palestine that does not solve itself. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,